Blog Talk Radio.
Coming out with songs that I love because I get so caught up. That don't just make me move. You know what I mean? I'm over here grooving and moving and moving and grooving. Welcome everyone to the Thursday / Friday, Saturday, Sunday edition of Kale's Corner. We like to thank everyone that is joining us, the people that are coming that aren't here yet, just everyone. Thank you so much, so much. And I want to thank everyone for the prayers that you guys extended out to my brother. Quick report, bruh home and actually doing well. So, you know, I thank you guys for thinking of him, for dropping those quick moments, those quick words in those quick moments of prayer. Trace, Lady T, girl, I was riding home today, right?
Okay.
And I said, okay, Washington game tonight. Let me get in city mode. You know what I mean? So, you know me. I listened to the go-go version of Washington Hail to the Washington football team. I listened to that a couple of times. Then I went to Welcome to D.C. a couple of times. And, girl, I was just having me a good old-fashioned party in my vehicle on the way, and people were looking at me and they were like, you see, I stopped at this one light and this lady said, she said you're a Washington fan, aren't you? I said, yes ma'am, why you say that? She said, because y'all be in such a good mood when y'all team about to play. I said, well, who do you represent? She said, the Cowboys. I said, oh, what you want, some of this energy? I'm not giving you none of this energy I got. And we just laughed and joked and, you know, just carried on. And I was just like, you know, I understand choosing your allegiance to your team is your own personal decision. And I respect everybody's decision. But for me, I love repping my home team. It is just something about it. And you know, I'm riding down the street down Minnesota Avenue over by DuPont Park. I'm seeing little kids with Washington jerseys on and dudes walking around in Washington caps, and even the females getting in on the action, rocking their little Washington dresses and skirts, and it was just a beautiful thing. You hear me? And listen, today, while I'm at work, a couple of Chicago Bear fans came through my post. So I booed and thumbs down and everything, and they was like, you know what? If we had a better team, I would be able to talk trash, but we think y'all gonna win tonight. I said, no, don't say that. Do not say that. And dude was like, nah. Dude said, nah, man, I'm putting that jinx on y'all. He said, especially after me and my wife just came through here trying to do some shopping and you booing us a thumbs down. He was like, yeah, bro. Yeah. Y'all going to tear us up tonight. I said, okay. From your lips to the field, bro, that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to tear y'all up tonight. But it just gave me an old school feeling, you know, back in the day, just jugging and teasing fans of other teams and just being behind my team wholeheartedly. It was a great feeling. It was a great feeling. How about you? What you get into today? Who you mess with?
So yesterday we went to the grocery store.
Okay.
And so we just in the grocery store, you know, Tang had his Dallas Cowboys socks on. So we just walking, you know, picking stuff, because we had the grandbaby and our daughter was with us.
Okay.
So we laughing, we talking, ooh, it's three generations, you know, me, my daughter, you know, me, our daughter, and our granddaughter. So we saying it's three generations, and we just laughing and joking. And then this guy and his lady walked past, and he got on all his Dallas Cowboy paraphernalia stuff. He just got all his Dallas Cowboy stuff on. And he walked past, and he goes, he sees Tame Socks, and he goes, yeah, we Cowboys, we going to do this, 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 this. I said, y'all ain't going to do nothing. That's all y'all do is talk trash. Like, sit, sir, have a seat. Have a seat. So he like, oh, who you with? You must be with the Commodores. You must be with the Commodores. I said, sir, it's Commanders. And no, I'm not with that team. I'm with the team that's going to bust your head on Sunday. He like, okay. Oh, you with the 49ers? You with the 49ers? That's... now he all swole up and he's swollen, you know, his chest pumped out. I said, sir, have a good day, sir. But I'm just saying all of that to say sports bring out the best in everybody. I don't care if you're having a bad day, if you're having if you're depressed, whatever. Sports will bring people together. It just brings everybody. And we had a good old time in that grocery store. Because every time he walked past me, he was mugging. He was, you know, doing his little face with the mug look, and he looking at me like, "We gonna get y'all first loss. We gonna show y'all what's good." I said, "Sir." You don't scare me. My heart don't pump Kool-Aid.
Right.
We might be red in color. You know what I'm saying? We might be that burgundy or whatever you want to call it. Red. Our heart don't pump Kool-Aid, boo-boo. It's real blood. Like, it's real, real blood. Like, we got heart out here. Like, we undefeated, sir. He's like, all right, you got that one. But we 3-1. I said, sir, I didn't say we were 3-0. I said we are 4-0. That's what I just said. You can't beat that. You can't come behind me and talk about something we 3-1. Sir, have a seat. Then guess what you say? How many rings y'all got? I said 5. So do we. I said, sir, that's all you got? Okay, you can have that.
People kill me with that. They listen. Especially Cowboy fans, they have to find a way or a reason that they are better than you. I don't care what it is. I heard a Cowboy fan arguing with a New York Giants fan, and he didn't go there with the Super Bowls, championships, none. This Bama said This baby said the weather in Dallas way better than the weather in New York. I said, young.
Yes.
I said, young, you can't.
But,
I said,
but
stop
listen,
it, young.
Bruh, that's the part I'm talking about. Like, people will find anything to say
mm-hmm.
for the camaraderie of it all. You know what I mean? Just to have something to say, just to keep the conversation moving and going and whatever, just to have something to say, they will say anything. I'm talking about all teams will say anything. Because I was ready to say, bro, don't make me whip out my socks and my hat and my hoodie. They ain't had nothing to do with it, but I was ready to say it. If I needed some more ammo. You know what I'm saying?
That's why every football season I try to step out the house. If I'm not head to toe, I'm at least enough so you know who I'm rapping and it won't be
right.
No discrepancies. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm enjoying the success that our team is having and how they're looking now. I'm really enjoying that. But it was so much better when it was just me repping stuff. Now everywhere I go, somebody got on Washington gear. And I'm happy for it. I enjoy it, you know. But they felt like all mine.
Yeah.
Well,
I know
you
that's
know?
Right, bro. They're growing, though. They're growing
yeah.
on you.
But I have to go. When did you know what, Teresa?
Yes,
when I start feeling that way, I just come in the house and look up and all around, and I say, "Yeah, I bet you nobody
so
else out got."
Listen, I don't mean to cut you off, bro, but I have to say this: I go over Kale House, right? Me and Tane, we go over Kale House. This is before he got the horse in his house. Before he had the horse, okay? He had these two little poodle little dogs that, you know, I'm still scared of dogs, but he had these two little teeny dogs, which was cool. So now he got this big old horse in his house that I'm not going over there anymore. That's it. But before all of that, you guys, so me and Tang, we walk in, we going over there because, we just going to visit. We going to say what's up. Hey, bro. I walked in that house. It was not a spot on the wall that did not have some type of paraphernalia on it with the Redskins on it. It was on the wall. It was on the side walls. It was on the table. It was on the freezer, people. It
yeah.
was everywhere. I'm
Frigidaire.
Telling you, it was everywhere.
Frigidaire.
I almost couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. On the refrigerator. It was on the freezer, on the refrigerator. It was on, you sit down on the couch. It was behind you. It was
mm-hmm.
on the coffee table in front of you. It was
mm-hmm.
on that little side table on the little side. It was so much stuff on that. I said, bro, wait a minute. What is going on in here? Like,
yeah.
I'm not sitting down. I might, this Redskins might jump off on me and I might leave out of here Redskin fans. I'm not sitting down, sir. Thank you.
Hey,
nope, not doing.
Look at, mm-hmm. and y'all, and the horse is ghost for those of you. Oh. called
oh.
my dog a horse. Ghost really not that big. He just looked
whatever.
Big to Trees for whatever reason. He just looked real
favor,
big. What's
nah,
that?
Do me a favor. Take a picture of the horse and post it on Kale's Corner and let everybody else be the judge.
Oh. Okay.
Do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'll do that.
Please and thank you. And y'all will know why I'm not never, ever going over his house again. Never. If I had to drop something off to him, I would throw it on the porch and I would call him afterwards and say it's on the porch.
Yeah.
I'm not going in.
Hey, all jokes aside, y'all, she has told me that. She
yeah.
said that to mm-hmm. me several times. If I got to bring mm-hmm. something to you, I ain't even going to tell you I'm on my way. I'm going to just throw it on your porch and call you when
yeah.
I leave.
Because I guarantee you it's going to be there. Who's going? Who's coming to your house to get it?
Nobody.
Who that boat? Okay, thank you.
Nobody.
Nobody. I'm going to leave that right there. Let that sizzle in your brain.
But disclaimer, I got a sign that say beware of the owner. Forget the dog.
That's the owner. Yeah,
yes. Yeah, beware of the owner. Yeah, talk about. So.
Listen, I need that sign. I really need. We're going to talk after the show. We talk. I need that sign.
Yeah.
I need two of them signs.
I saw it on this Bama's T-shirt, and I called my man. I was like, look, I need a T-shirt, and I need two signs that say beware of the owner. He was like, boy, you crazy. Like, no, I'm not. I'm serious. All right, y'all.
Oh,
all right.
It's a heart attack.
It's a heart T-tat. You get me at that back?
Okay.
All right, y'all. On today's episode, we will go over the MLB wildcard games, which were great last night.
Yes.
Our team standing now, as your decision change on who you think is going to win it all. We're going to discuss the WNBA up and coming finals between the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces. And I believe everybody here on the corner picked these two teams for the finals. So, yeah, y'all, get ready to watch that. We will discuss the NBA preseason. They're starting today, y'all. They are starting today. And this is why I just love this time of year. We're going to have baseball, football, and basketball all at the same time. You know, this is when, and I used to be able to say the men, but it's so many women that are sports fans now. I just have to say this is when sports fans get lost to their spouse. Unless you're in a house where you and your spouse are both in tune with all sports. But this is the time of the year where we just get like, yeah, I don't want to talk to nobody. All I want to do is watch my sports. So, yeah. All right, y'all. And also, y'all know what it is. Lady T will present her week 5 edition of Lady T's Picks. I was so proud, T, of everybody last week because, you know, they picked good picks and we had basically what we wanted to bring with Lady T's Picks, and that's competition with everyone. So thank you guys, and I'm thanking you in advance for this week's edition, okay? I hope y'all ready. I hope y'all done study. Look, funny is all the what. Treats, real quick. I said, I'm going to have to say this on the show. So recently I getting ready for work this morning, right? And we talking sports and everything. And Reese says to me, yeah, it's week 5. I got to get things right. How the ham sandwich does she know what week it is? Reese ain't never, ever talked that intricate about which week it is and the game coming up and all that. I said, Treece done created a monster over here. This Bama Tomo is week 5. But that was so cute. That was cute this morning. She just set my day off right because I was laughing at her. You're not laughing at her, but laughing with her, smiling
with
about her.
Yeah,
yeah. Because she was like, yeah, it's week 5. I was like, boy, how does she know it's week
5? She done created a monster.
Lady T's Picks done created a monster, y'all, and I got to deal with it. Y'all talk about. We also discussed week 5 matchups in the NFL. We're going to make our predictions who's going to win this, that, and the third, but I want to talk about which games that are coming on that you want to watch most. I don't want to leave Colorado out of it because I want to watch the college team this week, but as far as our discussion, we're going to talk more on week 5 matchups in the NFL. Okay? All right. Join Lady T and all our online corner crew. My Betty, G, mm-hmm. Big Boy, David Ford, and so many others, y'all. So many others. I looked on Kale's Corner the other day, and I'm like, who is this? I'm seeing little comments uh-huh. and people saying stuff to Treats, and I'm like, who was that? Who is this person? So, y'all, keep it up. Wrong. Keep it up. Keep it up. And we all are growing together, and I, yeah. for one, appreciate it. Lady T and I both appreciate it, all right? Okay, yeah. So, and they're on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. That's the corner crew. Or you can join Lady T, DMV, Kale, and all our live in-studio family. That's another tick that's going in the right direction. We're having more people call into the studio. So that tells me we're doing a good thing. We're doing a good yeah. thing. Calling on 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real.
It's our only real. Y'all know what we're talking about. All right. Lady T, you got anything you want to add, babe?
No, we good. Let's keep it rolling.
All right, we're gonna roll a little bit more with Rihanna and this work, John. And I promise y'all, I'm not going party long. Just a minute.
Work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work. To have you lurking, you make it like now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in a righteous. Nobody touched me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I'ma leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you.
Hey, work, 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 work. And I'm telling y'all, Arizona last night. They took that thing to heart. You understand me? They got in that wild card game. I forget who they beat last night. Was it Milwaukee? Yes, the Brewers. The Brewers. Yes, yes, yes. Forgive me, guys. But they them Diamondbacks looked serious last night, man. And I'm not saying I'm changing my tune to the Diamondbacks, but they looked serious last night. So I don't know. The Phillies looked good last night with a 7-1 win over the Marlins, and the Rangers looked good last night with a 7-1. Win over the Rays, the Twins, 2-0 win over the Blue Jays. You know, hey, this wild card, man. Woo, I'm loving this thing. So Saturday, October the 7th, we'll have the first game between the Texas Rangers and the Orioles. We'll have the first game between the Twins and the Houston Astros, Tank's team, and we'll also have the first game between the Phillies and the Braves and the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. The Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. T, did you get a chance to watch that game last night?
Yes, I did. It was amazing.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to ask you, wasn't it amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. I'm just glad to see, because at first I thought, for the first game, I'm talking about the Phillies, for the first game, Bryce Harper was really getting him. He was going to get on my nerves a little bit. He was getting on my nerves a little bit because everybody was hitting. Everybody was getting on base. Everybody was doing their part. He always clammed up for some reason. He always clammed up in the postseason. But then as
right.
soon as I was saying that, here he go. Bam. The manager telling him, stop. At the base, stop. He was like, man, bump that. I'm going to make it. I can make it. I can make it. He's like that little trainer could. I think I can. He just went for it, and he made it all the way home. So because he knew he had to do something. He had to do something, you know,
right.
to prove, to I guess, to himself, because he's always not doing good enough in the postseason. He always do
right.
good in the regular season. But he don't,
right.
He's not good in a postseason for some reason. I don't know what he like a dusty in the postseason. Like can't get over the hump.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he finally got over the hump a little bit.
Well, you know what? A backstory on that. If you recall, while he was a Washington National, he and Papelbon got into it,
yeah.
And Papelbon was so upset with him because he felt like Bryce Harper didn't give the play all the energy that he should have. So he and Papelbon got into a physical altercation over that. And I watched him last night, and I saw the same thing that you just, I said, Bryce Harper playing with energy now. I wonder what got him there. So I'm not saying that Papelbon choking the man and grabbing him by the neck is the reason he gave his all last night, but I really do believe a part was awakened in Bryce Harper with that altercation. Because we got to remember, guys, when an athlete is praised from Little League all the way through college, he kind of come into the pros, the next level, feeling like he's the sugar honey iced tea. And
yeah.
no one can tell him anything. He's that man. So I applaud Bryce Harper for getting his head straight and doing what was necessary, especially, you know, last night in that Phillies game, you know, in that Phillies game. And, hey, you know, maybe he's feeling treats like, you know, I can do more for my team. So he might have it in his mind to go ahead and do more for his team. So, hey, kudos to Bryce Harper.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah,
I'm glad
you
feel that way.
Because that's what I'm saying.
You have to feed off that energy. That energy has to come from somewhere. And like I always say, self-esteem has to come from self-esteem. The word speaks for itself. It's called self-esteem. Nobody can give you that. It's self-esteem.
Hello.
So.
Say it again. Say it again, sis. It's self.
The word self. Yeah. It's self-esteem because that's why they named it that. Self-esteem is for you to give to yourself.
All right. Let's go to the phones, y'all. I'm excited. 6199, it's your time. What's happening?
Yes, indeed.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh
Lord.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah,
Huckleberry,
that's right.
I look at that number 3. Yeah, he on the bat phone. Because I looked at that number 3 times. I was like, I know this number. I know this number.
Yeah,
I said,
I got
warrants.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, look.
I had to use the other phone.
I told you not to take a spoonful of the ice cream and put the container back in the case, 57.
I should ate all the ice cream at one time. Got it over.
That's right, bro.
Yeah. You see,
What's up with
okay,
you, bro? How you
listen,
feeling today?
I'm feeling wonderful, y'all. What's up, Kel's Family Corner? How y'all doing?
Hey, listen.
I'm going to have to disagree with y'all tonight. Always, every day. Every day I wake up above ground, I'm a winner.
Yes, sir. Facts.
Okay, what you disagreeing
I'm
about?
I'm gonna have to beg
you disagreeing about.
Bryce Harper. Now, when he was here, Bryce Harper was the. Let's start off like this. Bryce Harper coming out of high school was the best. He was the best thing coming out of high school since Daryl Strawberry. You know, so he was heralded the best thing to coming out. You know, and he was a phenomenon, but he was also a little malcontent when he was with the Nationals. You know, and when like Papelbon got into his crap, he really couldn't live that down. So getting away from D.C., he's changed and turned into a different player. Last year, he had the best postseason of anybody that played. You know, that's how good he played last year. Now, if you want to say that he was like that in D.C., I have to agree with Sis. He was. He didn't show up. Seemed like he was more with with his commercials and making sure his hair looked good when he went around the bases. But if the Phillies continue,
you got Reese in there cracking up. I can hear her laughing. But go ahead.
If the Bryce Harper that I saw play in this series in these last two games.
Yeah.
This Bryce Harper continues to play and the Phillies continue to play like they're playing, I see them going to the World Series. I see them beating the Braves if they continue to play like this.
Right.
But like we said,
that's what I'm saying.
Two days ago,
he pick it up. He did.
Your bats got to stay hot. Now, will the Orioles bats be hot when they play on Saturday? Will they will over there that you know, that steam going out of them because of the weight. You know, Tampa Bay, and I'm going to shut up, but Tampa Bay and the Marlins looked like they were going to beat anybody that was coming at them. And they got out there these last their two games, and they just stunk the place up.
They
couldn't hit. They couldn't feel. They were making mistakes like amateur teams. I'm like, what's going on? The most impressed team to me right now, and I love their celebration, if anybody saw it last night, the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, like the
team, but you're like, they shouldn't be here, and you want to pull for them, you know, if your team ain't in it.
Yeah.
That's true.
I agree 100%. Minnesota was the other team that caught my eye last night. They were the other team, so you are absolutely correct about that. All right, let's go to Brother Tang. What it do, bruh? Take your phone off mute, bruh.
Okay. Take your phone off mute.
You about to lose this spot.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to wait for Tane. Yeah, we're going to wait for Tane to come in. We're going to go to 007, two sevens back to back. Boy, I feel like
come
I'm rolling dice. What's up, 007?
Okay.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
I'm back. My smile is back. It's back.
All right.
I know that's
right. It's game night. You gotta be smiling. You gotta be smiling, bro.
Yeah, man. I didn't mean to go too hard on Mr. Barbera, but it was just it was just too much things going on Sunday, man. That, you know, so many chances that we could have won that game. But, but we're talking about baseball, though, right?
Yeah. But I'm going to just say, I'm going to say this real quick. Once again, Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real, is our only real. That's what you felt. That's what you felt. That's what you said, bruh. No apologies necessary. Trust me. Because I was right there with you. I just didn't say all of that. But come on, baseball. Baseball.
Oh, man, how about them Twins? How about them Twins, man? Hey, that boy, Lewis, that boy is the bad dude. This reminds me of 2019 when the Nationals went to the World Series. It's not better.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I just had to bring that out there. I mean,
hey, 007. Do anything that happened and playoff baseball not remind you of the Nationals? Is there anything that happens that don't remind you of the Nationals?
That dude did go. We was playing cornhole.
I just had a duplicate.
They mad. Tell them I'm sorry. Tell them I was just joking.
I'm talking about them.
They go hard, man.
He said, "Tell that man." Yes, he said, "Tell that Bama shut up."
OMG.
Yeah, but go ahead, 007. What was you saying? Oh, okay. He muted himself.
All right.
Let's take another call. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. You on the corner. Who is this, Nas or Rev?
Who the hell? Nah, it's Nas. What's going on, man?
What is it,
Nas? Nas, what's up?
Hey, what up?
Hey, now we discussing those those wild card games last night, man. And 57 brought up 007 brought up the Twins, and Treese and 57 both brought up Bryce Harper with the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see a difference in his game last night?
He didn't play well. They got saved by the other guys. But, I mean, Miami, nice trip to the playoffs, Miami. Two games and went home.
Yep.
But, I'll keep it a buck with y'all. I'm worried about the Phillies, man. They got pitching. Yeah, Harper ain't hot right now, but who the hell knows when they play the Braves next round. So, yeah, I'm terrified. I ain't even going to lie to y'all. I'm scared of this team. I'm worried. Everybody else, I ain't worried at all. But them Phillies, man, yeah, I'm a little worried about them, man.
Yeah, my grandma used to say they bringing a little unk to the situation. And them Phillies,
that's right. The
Phillies coming with a lot of unk. That's
why I'm not worried about them, Nod. That's why I'm not worried about the Phillies, because like their manager said last night, this team is built for the playoffs. This is not a home run hitting team. They get a lot of their points by moving the ball along, moving the man along. They don't mind sacrificing to get a man home. I'm telling you, from what I've seen, and I've watched all the playoffs, if the Phillies stay hot, they can beat the Braves. And if they beat the Braves, I think they can win the World Series. And I think a little bit of karma is in this, too, because they should have won last year.
Okay. And that's not the first time I've heard that. That's not the first time I've heard that statement made when it comes to the Phillies. Go ahead, Nod.
That pitching staff is good, and like he was just saying, man, they can hit for average along with having a little power to them. So, yeah, man, and then all the pressure is on the Braves because of the season they had, so all the pressure is on them to win, and Acuna wasn't there for the first chip, so hopefully he don't press. But let's talk about them Rangers, too, as a problem, man, because nobody thought they was going to get that pitching they got yesterday. And they got bats. The Rangers could be a surprise, man.
Yeah, and Scherzer is going to come back, too.
And you know what?
I forgot about that.
You know what? I was watching Philly. Just another add-on for Philly. I was watching them last night. It's a dark horse in that Phillies roster that nobody is really talking about. And that's my man Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to really take a look at what he's doing. It's like pitchers try to confuse him and mix him up. He hits everything.
It ain't working.
It's not working.
He's had the most Sammy Sosa season you ever seen. He might go 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, or he might go 3-for-3 with 2 homers and a double. Like, He's a wild card every game because he swings at bad pitches. His discipline is terrible. but he still might get you. Like, every night, he still might get you. So, yeah, he's a wild card in this, man.
Yeah. I like the quiet man. I love Trey Turner, bro. I just love the way he plays ball.
Trey Turner,
yeah.
So it's hard for me to cheer for him, man, because I want him back.
I know it is, bro. But you got to look, Kale. He gave y'all his all when he was here.
Yeah, he did. But that's,
he got traded.
That's my Jackson 5 player, man. I want you back. Yes, I do. I want him back, man.
I love that guy's game, man.
Yeah.
So it's three former Nationals with the Phillies. That's Schwarber, Harper, Turner. That's crazy.
I say this all the time. If you want to get a promotion in sports, leave D.C. Leave D.C. and go anywhere. You know, it's like going to another job. You just got an advance. For some reason, guys leave us and go someplace else and become world champions. You know, it's just incredible.
Let me say this.
Like
we're
the farm system.
If you look at it, that's what it feels like, too. Exactly, a farm system.
First of all, shut up, 57. Secondly, we all noted from the beginning that Bryce wasn't the dude that he is now. Maybe getting out of D.C. is what turned that light or flipped that switch for Bryce Harper. But I do see exactly what you're saying. He seems like a more interested player with the Phillies than he did here. I mean, he gave us times and showed us glimpses, but I have to disagree with you, man. I'm seeing more good things from Bryce now than I ever did while he was here.
He matured.
You know?
Yeah. He was a young boy then. And Bryce is the first viral baseball superstar. Like, you would compare, the popularity ain't the same, but you would compare it to LeBron, because his YouTube videos and all of that back in the day is what made him famous, and he was this phenom that everybody was waiting on. Now, watching, they didn't get to see the full package now, but, you know, he's an MVP caliber player. He didn't have that kind of season this year because of the injury, but he can get hot in the series just like anybody else. And like you said, Trey Turner, he had a down year, but hell, that's still Trey Turner now. So
Exactly. And to add to it, 57, he wearing his hair different now. he got the business up front, party in the back going on. So
I noticed something last night, though.
What's that?
When he scored that run where he came with that run that Sis was talking about, where he ran past the stop sign.
Oh, yeah.
Soon as he ran past the stop sign, he threw that helmet off. I said, okay, he ain't went that far yet.
He didn't throw it off. It came off while he was running. Don't be doing that.
You think it just came off?
Yeah, I don't know, Tree.
He was scooting, boy. He was getting it up there.
He was getting it.
Come on, y'all.
I'm like 57. Once that hat came off, that helmet came off, I said, here we go. We both here he goes. And
hey, this
one
gets me, man. For all of us that play baseball, and I know Nas done played baseball, you done played baseball, I done ran around the bases a whole lot of that time. My helmet never came off.
Afro's grip.
We would have gotten
thank you. And thank you. I'm so glad you said that.
Y'all are killing me.
That afro hole.
If that wasn't a
If that wasn't a racist comment, I don't know what it was.
But guess what? It was a true comment. We can't say it was racist. It was true.
The Velcro was sticking, huh?
Yeah,
the Velcro was sticking.
The Afro was holding it in place. That
in place, bro.
The stringy hair that he got, it had too much sheen on it. It had too much, you know, spray on it. And it was sliding off the helmet. Like it just flipped back.
So it's like somebody got a string up there on his helmet.
Yeah,
put
man.
I'm not saying no more.
Hey,
that,
look.
57 and called me a racist. I'm not saying no more.
Well. All I'm going to say
my
is,
bad, sis.
I ain't mad at the brother that found another attribute for Sulfur 8. You know what I'm talking about?
My
oh,
man. Jerry curls
too. Sulfur 8.
My best friend has Jerry curls juice in his hair.
Oh my goodness!
See that to see him come out with a dress on and earrings and stuff.
Yeah, me okay. Yeah, me too.
You and I both. But I'm thinking about it. Deion Sanders had a jerry curl when he played baseball, and I can't recall his helmet ever falling off.
He
never fell off.
He didn't ever have to run that fast for a reason, bro. Even when he was running around the base, it's because he hit a home run.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what I'm saying? True. He hit the home run, so he
Hold
could
on.
Run at his own pace. He was running at his own pace, so he was good.
Yeah,
I
a lot of people don't remember.
I saw drips of juice on his jersey, but I never seen the helmet.
I'm not touching that.
Dion said it was dry. Dion said it was dry. That's what he said. He said it looked wet, but it was dry. But let me say this: Dion played in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the year that he went to the World Series with the Braves, and the Braves had won the World Series that year, Deion was going to be MVP.
Yeah.
Deion single-handedly almost won that World Series by itself.
Or was it Ron Gant?
Yeah, they talk about Bo Jackson playing two sports. Deion was a master. Deion was a mad boy.
Yeah, he was. Yes,
I can't take that away from him.
And Kel, when them people get to telling us about parity in baseball, from that wild card little setup, it looked like, the teams who got the arms and the bats sent them boys home quickly, and we're moving on to real baseball. Hey, get up out of here, Tampa. Get up out of here, Miami.
Exactly.
Nice participation, but go on.
Entertainment.
Bye-bye.
They got participation trophies, bruh, in the pros.
Man, didn't even get a home playoff game, some of them. Just got sent back.
Dang.
The next one to get a participation trophy real quick, going to be the Baltimore Orioles. Bob Eddie.
I knew he was going to say that. Man, why you put that
on the
Twins?
Why you put that?
They're pitching
gonna
let
them
down.
Oh man!
Because they're going up against a team that's hot going into the series. Baltimore been sitting around for a week, waiting to play, and we all know that their weakness is their pitching, not their hitting or their fielding, but their pitching. Your pitchers get cold, you've lost the game.
The pitchers are where they got them there. What are you talking from?
That's what I'm just saying. They don't have no number ones on their team in pitching, and that's what you need when you start getting into the championships. You need at least somebody, a Verlander, a Scherzer. They don't have any of that, but they got some good guys. I'm telling
and
you,
the young
and,
guys,
and we all know
have to step up. What's his name? Rodriguez. He gonna have to go crazy and act like an ace. Like that, they need that.
Well, I got one question.
Yeah,
for
you're right.
How many times have we seen a team dominating the regular season, get that first week off, and completely lose their momentum? We've seen that happen.
New York Yankees last year.
Yeah, completely lost. Completely lost.
Yep.
I mean, it left some people saying. You don't want to dominate. You want to just be a second or third in your division because you play all the way through. Now, some folks like the break because they like to heal where it's necessary. But seriously, it's something about those teams that play through the wild cards all the way to the World Series that you can't just really sleep on them. You can't. You can't. And the team that we expect to dominate has been sitting around waiting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Hey, go ahead,
007. That's why I was about to say it till I got the rah-rah-rah by the dogs. That's why I compared the Minnesota Twins to the Nationals, because the Nationals was in the wild card too and they took it all the way. That was the point I was trying to make, which I just made right there.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for
rolling
on my end, so.
But we as a community, we can't root against Dusty, right? Like, we all kind of pulling for Dusty, right? Like, so.
Right, right.
No, we are not.
I mean, Dusty.
I'm going for the Texas
one,
Rangers,
y'all.
Baby.
Dusty,
see?
Has
I hate
one.
Houston.
And
yeah,
Dusty
he already
has,
got his one.
Yeah, it's not like he
no,
has
no,
one.
No, Houston got Minnesota. The Rangers got Baltimore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Rangers is going to take Baltimore out. It's the white.
Oh, okay.
Wipe out.
Okay.
I'm going Baltimore, sir.
You're going to beat them down to the white meat.
Okay. Okay. That guy with that brown and blue eye. Gonna come out there and shut you up.
He ain't gonna be in there. He's not coming back.
Okay.
He's not coming back. He's not coming back.
All right, sis.
He ain't
sis.
Coming back. He done.
All right, sis. I know it says. I know you gotta be loyal to the home team and everything.
To my mom.
But you know the truth. You can't say it. You can't say it, but you know this is the real talk show.
All right. Hey, well, listen. The division series start Saturday, October 7th. The division series, you got the Rangers and the Orioles, the Twins and the Astros, Phillies and Braves, Diamondbacks and Dodgers. Kicks off Saturday. Everybody on the same daggone day, and I can't wait. You got to talk about. So, hey, this is the baseball.
Hey, one quick thing.
Is coming. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kale. Hey, Nas, the Braves did the same thing last year that they did this year. They played so hard to be the number one in the regular season that they're gonna shoot. They shot their wad, I think. And I think the Phillies going to get them again this year.
I'm telling you, I'm worried, man. I need a
I'm
cooler
too.
To go crazy.
I'm worried about Phillies, too.
I need
I
a cooler
lying.
To go crazy in this series, man. We're going to see, man, because we really need to beat that team just because that city has always been thorn in our side, so we really need to beat them. And just for the show, can I just say this, man? Adam Silver should be ashamed of himself. He could have stepped in and done something. Why is the WNBA Finals starting off going against NFL football in the afternoon? What the heck?
Yeah.
All right.
You had all these days in between, bro.
Hey.
All these games, yeah.
Great segue. 563-999-3782. WNBA when we come back.
Nostradamus. Gay after listening to this show, because Kale be playing that music, everybody trying to dance, breaking bones,
hurting themselves.
To go back to the 70s.
The finals are set. Sunday, October 8th, as Nas just let us know, 3 p.m., the Liberty and the Aces will have game one. Game two is Wednesday, the 11th at 9 p.m., game three, and so on. Sunday, October 15th, game four, Wednesday, October 18th, game five is the 20th of October, 9 p.m. I'm like you, Nas. I'm like you. And when I saw this, I said, this is just why them ladies don't get the attention that they should get. How the heck you going to schedule them to play while all this playoff baseball? It's like this time of year we get all the sports we want, but it feels as though they're trying to make us say our allegiance, you know? Well, I love this more than I love that, so I'm going to be watching this instead of watching that. And, woo, sorry, y'all. They just showed my field. I got goosebumps. I got action. But it's like they tried to make us pick and choose which one we want to. I want to support the women. I want to watch the women. But the whole time I'm watching the WNBA, I'm going to be thinking what's going on in football and in that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. And I don't know. I guess they have to start it when they have to, just to get timing down pack for the series to end and move on and all of that. But man, I'm telling you, I just it's crazy to me that they do it that way. Anybody else share my besides Nods? Share my.
I'm about to get my 5-6 working. I'm about to get both my 5-6 working, and then I'm gonna have to do screen and screen, and I'm gonna have to have in WNBA baseball and football, and I'm gonna have to because I'm gonna be back and forth because I want to see everything.
Right.
I'm excited.
Right.
I have two TVs going at the same time.
Yeah, I'm be confused.
I'm watching something on everything.
Yeah.
Both phones.
I know
all
I'm
going to
be caught up in football.
Yeah.
I already know. And I want Angel Wilson to dog Breanna Stewart, man. I'm rooting for that sister. I feel like they stole the MVP from her, and I want her to dog old girl. But I ain't even going to be able to see it because I'm sorry. I'm going to be locked in on football. I'm sorry.
Well, you can watch the highlights. You can always go on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
And
watch it all over again. But if you like me, I hate to know the outcome while I'm watching the sport.
Me too.
Because it's just
I can't
like,
record no game.
Yeah. It takes something away from me when I try my best to watch. I did watch Colorado and USC. I did watch that game, but my attention wasn't all the way there because I knew the outcome. You know, so especially when I saw the score, I was like, "Oh, Colorado actually gave them a game." You know, but
tell you what I hate. I hate it when people call me on the phone and go, "Did you see that play?" And you know, your satellite might be 20 seconds behind or 10 seconds behind. And you're like, no.
Hey.
Did you see that punch? I'm like, no, I ain't seen it yet. Give me a break.
Listen. Marcus and I were on the phone during the, I forgot which game it was. And I had to, like, hold my composure. I couldn't really say anything because I didn't want to ruin it for him. And it got to the point where I just said, "Hey, I'm gonna call you back." Because it takes some away from you when you can't celebrate right then and there. You can't show your reaction right then and there. So yeah, I had to let it go. Hold on, y'all. Marcus is on with us. What's up, bruh?
Marcus.
What's up, man? Let me clear something up right now. It was KO's internet. It was Kale's internet that was slow, and I was selling the game.
I wasn't on the internet.
And so
I wasn't on
the
internet.
It was
Kale's
raggedy ass internet.
It was
Kale's
raggedy
ass internet.
Kale's
raggedy ass internet.
No. Kale's
internet
is not. Kale's internet is never behind, baby.
Hey,
10G.
Hey,
10G.
Hey,
you was on your phone. You were on your phone.
Hey, how many times?
Hey, y'all.
How many times?
This is Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real. It's so real right now.
It's the only real.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
It's our only real.
Hey.
It's our only real.
Hey, Chief, how many times has Kale been like, we just had some technical difficulties, my internet? It was his internet.
Oh, boy, if you don't stop. You was on your cell phone.
I'm up.
The cell phone always behind the
TV,
man. The cell phone always behind the TV, bro. You was looking at it on your cell phone, man.
I wasn't on my cell phone, man. I was in the house.
Whatever. Now, we have watched the game. We have watched the game.
Listen, Tracy, sounded like
you was in the house, and I was in the house. Yes, we have. But this particular game that I'm talking about, you was out on your cell phone. And I was like, Mark, did you see? He was like, yeah. Oh, you in front of me, yeah. And I was like, well, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to call you back, bro.
But all I'm saying is you be telling half-truths, because I was like, I'm going to call you back, because you kept telling. You ain't say I'm going to call you back. I said I'm going to call you back.
Well, it was a mutual agreement. It was a mutual agreement.
All right. I go with that.
Hey, man, you got to let Marcus win something, bro. Marcus ain't won nothing on Kale's Corner in a long time.
Hey, yes, he has.
Oh, hey,
Marcus has won the love of all of us. Marcus has won the love of all of us, man. Stop that.
Oh, we all got that, Kale. Let's talk about that satirical stuff. You know that word I'm looking for.
Uh-oh.
Don't nobody know the word you're looking for, Negro.
Ooh, thank you, Marcus.
I love y'all.
Hey, look, Marcus was wrong on the fight. He was wrong on the game.
No, he wasn't wrong on the fight. He wasn't.
No,
wrong
he picked
on the
round.
Fight.
Yes, he did. He picked the round.
Oh.
Remember, he picked the round.
But what he said was going to happen happened. But he just didn't pick the right round. You're right. But what he said was going to happen. Actually happened. So I give him his props.
You know what, man? This is what gets me. If it was me, y'all wouldn't make that landing as soft as y'all do for everybody else.
Because you talk trash all the time.
You talk so much cash shit.
Like it's all the time. And I didn't cuss. I said ship. Like you ride in the ship.
Right.
I didn't cuss.
Right.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
now you know you do, and the thing is, when you win, you like to rub it in like calamine lotion. You know what I'm saying? Like that ain't how we do.
Like calamine lotion.
You can't just take your win. You got to do all the data boys all day long. Like you got to pat yourself on the back today. On Thursday, you still winning this and stuff. Come on, bro.
Let's go back two weeks, and I'm gonna shut up. When my sister outed me and called me Biscuit on air, how long I had to hear that for, like the whole show.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm gonna shut up from now. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut for a minute.
I like Biscuit. I like my mama.
You
Biscuit.
See what I'm saying?
You know, I enjoyed that when Tree said that, man. From the first time until the other day, I laughed the same. Every time I hear Biscuit, it's just, man, boy, you don't know how many times I done wanted to change your name in my phone to Biscuit.
Hey, one, we're going to be at the fight one night. I'm going to tell you that story.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
All right. Hey, listen, y'all, real quick, the NBA preseason kicks off tonight. We got actually, the Dallas Mavericks have failed to the Minnesota Timberwolves already, 111-99. We got the Saturday, Timberwolves and the Mavericks again, then the Lakers and the Warriors, the Bulls and the Bucks, and the Suns and the Pistons. And for us Wizards fans, we got to wait until Thursday of next week to see our team play the Hornets, the Charlotte Hornets. But that will be the preseason. And I'm sorry. I really don't get into preseason basketball as much as I should. As much as I should, I'll say that. But, you know, hey, football doing real
good. That spring training was like that. So it makes me look forward for the preseason.
Okay.
Because
it's okay.
Another step to the regular season.
Okay.
And you should be into this just to see how Jordan Poole going to do. To see how he acclimated to the group.
Well, you know how,
especially since we found out what he said to Draymond, we finally found out.
What'd he say?
Oh, man. Pablo Torre, ESPN, did a show the other day. And, they finally got the word. They said he told Draymond, you ain't nothing but a $30 million backpack for 30.
No.
Oh. That's why you got punched in the mouth.
Tie that man up.
Okay. That's why you got punched in the mouth.
Wow. But
talking about the man money.
Y'all know how on Christmas morning you open all your gifts and you save one for last, you know, because you think you know what it is, or you know, you judging by the box, you know it's going to be this or that. That's how the NBA season is for me. I'm waiting to open that gift to see exactly what is what, if y'all catch my drift.
I'm surprised you get more than one gift.
Hey, look, real quick, y'all. One Christmas, I asked my mother for a stereo. I wanted a stereo for Christmas. And all the gifts was under the tree. I opened all of them. And y'all don't understand as a child how hard it was for me to act excited over the sock, the G.I. Joe men.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You know, and then my mother said,
you know what you're talking about.
She said, Kale, go in the room and get my cigarettes, because she was smoking Salem Light One. So I went in the room, and I saw that stereo. I screamed and hollered, because that stereo was all I wanted. You understand me? So the NBA season is kind of like that to me as well. And speaking of mom, let's bring Big Boy in, because he thought that was so funny that year, that Christmas. What's up, Big Boy?
Big Boy.
Glad to hear your voice.
Glad to hear your voice, man.
Glad to be heard.
Yeah.
I know that's
glad
right.
That was funny.
Hey, look. Yes, that was my sentiments exactly. All the way to the room, all I could think of, she ain't get my dad go stereo.
I got one of them to get the cigarettes.
Yeah.
You probably want to break them cigarettes up. Stomp on the cigarettes.
Oh, trust. That was the plan. My trip. And the whole pack gone. You know what I'm about?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get me, I get you back. All right, hold on, y'all. Let's bring Darius in. What's up, D?
What's up, D?
How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's up, coming up, man.
That NBA preseason coming up on us, bruh. How you feeling right now, Bo? Dang, you don't have a basketball team either, though, do you?
Nope.
Boy.
Yeah,
well, who are you liking? Who are you liking right now, then?
They just won it all.
Oh, man.
There we go, y'all. Here we go again.
Hey.
I ain't saying nothing.
He consistent.
We're about to find out my baseball team in a minute.
Oh, man.
We're going again.
I should have left him on hold. I really should have left him on hold. He said, we about to find out my baseball, boy. All right, great WNBA.
Hey, but Kel, before Darius get too happy, Darius, look like your boy James is still in Philly, man.
He's in Philly.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Keep
all right,
moving, y'all. Cause I don't know what to say about that young man.
You know, matter of fact, I ain't even gonna give out the phone number. Y'all know it by now. Y'all know what time it is, man.
Oh, let's
go.
I ain't never ran from a. No, I ain't never. No. If I didn't cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Oh. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off, real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play it rough. And I never ever let get to me, why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money, gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth.
Now y'all, that song is what Treece is saying to all of us because she won last week, okay?
Yes.
So, yeah, we got to take that away from her.
Get your bands up.
You know, Big Boy, you in it this week?
Yeah, I'm gonna send the money tomorrow.
Okay.
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 I got him.
All right, Nas, you in?
Oh, you know, I'm not legally allowed to go inside those things, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, witness protection. My bad. 007, you in
007? Yeah, I'm in.
I'm sorry. 57, you in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tang, you here?
He with y'all. He with y'all.
Somebody go shake Tank.
I'm right here. He outside. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm not in. He in.
Okay. Mark. So you going to call his pick?
Yeah.
Four? Okay. That's what's
yeah,
up.
I'm right here. I'm going to talk to him if he needs me to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tang didn't have nothing important to say anyway.
Lady Reese. You in, baby girl?
Yes.
Okay. That wasn't real baby girl
she
sound.
She's stepping up.
Okay.
Just the new Reese.
9912. 9912. You in this with us? 9912.
Yeah,
I want to
I can't talk. I'm a I'll send mine on the Facebook page.
Okay. What's up?
I got the cap.
What's up, Cap?
What's up, guys?
Heading to the game. I'm about to be busy. I'll talk to you.
All right. We're going
to
keep
it. Okay, I'm sending that. Okay.
Okay.
Bet. All right. Lady T, it's all on you, boo.
Okay, so listen. I know Marcus is online. I mean, is on the line, but I already have his pick. So I'll just tell you what he's saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's already posted his pick. So, you guys, the Cash App is for $5 if you're paying for the money. It's $5, and the Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5, you guys. If you see Treetop 5, that is me. Here we go, y'all. Bears, this is tonight's game. This is the tonight's game, you guys, tonight's game. Now, we're going to start off tonight's game with – Kale. I'm going to already put Washington for him.
You know it.
Marcus says Washington as well. I'm going to put Washington for Big Boy as well. I'm going to put 007. You going Washington?
They bud win tonight.
Okay, I got you, Washington. 57. What say you, 57?
Washington.
Okay. Mima says Washington. Mom Betty? Mom Betty didn't say anything yet. Oh, she says Washington. G, are you playing? Let us know.
You said me?
No, G.
Oh, nah. About that.
Come on, Reese.
Washington.
I'm going Washington. Come on, Tang.
He said Washington.
Okay. And y'all know, I'll post Cap a little bit later. I'll post his. You guys, I will post his. So the next game we have is Jaguars versus the Bills. Jaguars versus the Bills. We're going to start with 57.
Bills.
Come on, 007.
I like the Jaguars in this game.
Gotcha. Come on, Big Boy.
The Bills.
Marcus says the Jags. I think Mom Betty lost the signal. She said her phone is acting crazy, so she'll let me know in 1 second. Mom Betty says the Bills. Kale, what say you?
Bills.
Reese, what say you?
Bills.
Tang?
Bills.
I'm going Bills. All right. Let's keep it right along moving. We got the Saints and we have the Patriots. Saints and the Patriots, you guys. Let's start with Big Boy.
Give me the Saints.
Okay. 007.
Patriots.
57.
Patriots.
Marcus says the Saints. Mom Betty says the Saints. Mima says the Patriots. Kale, what say you?
Saints.
Tang, what say you?
Saints.
Come on, Reese.
Thanks.
I'm going Patriots. I don't know why, but I'm going Patriots. And I think they're going to lose, but I don't know. Let me put a little star beside that one. I might have to change it. This next game is a division game, guys. This next game is a division game. Titans and the Colts. Titans versus the Colts, you guys. Titans versus the Colts. Marcus is saying Colts. Big Boy, what are you saying?
I'm going to go Titans.
Okay. 007.
Colts.
I'm good.
We say 007?
Colts.
Colts. 57, what say you?
Colts.
Okay, we got Mima and Ma Betty saying Titans. Tang, what say you?
Tennessee.
Reese, what say, what you say, Reese?
Titans.
I'm going Titans. All right, you guys, let's keep it right along another division game. We have the Steelers. Wait a minute, let me make sure. Yeah. Yep.
The Steelers. Ravens are at the Steelers, you guys. The Steelers are at home. Okay? The Steelers are at home against the Ravens. This is a division game. This is a division game. 57 already got you with the Steelers.
Cool.
007, what say you?
Oh, boy. I'm Ravens.
Double O seven, you say what?
Ravens.
How's Ravens.
Everybody doing?
Big boy, what they do?
Ravens. Carol, I'm out here with Jackie, our god sister.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Marcus. How are you?
I'm good.
Marcus is saying the Ravens. I ain't mean to cut y'all off. Marcus is saying the Ravens. My Betty is saying Ravens, baby. Mima is saying the Ravens.
Big boy, mute your phone, big boy. Okay. Go ahead.
Come on, Reese. What say you?
Ravens.
Tang, what say you?
Phyllis.
Kale, what say you?
Ravens.
I'm going Ravens as well.
I pity.
Make sure I got a... I know that's right. Panthers and the Lions, you guys. Panthers and the Lions is the next game up. Panthers versus the Lions. Come on, Reese.
The Lions.
I'm going Lions. Tang, what say you?
Lions.
Hill.
Lions.
Mima and my Betty says Lions. This may be our first. Let me be quiet. I ain't got the 57 or 007. Marcus is saying Lions. Come on, 57.
Lions.
Come on, 007.
I'll be the oddball. I'm going to take the Panthers. I'll take the Panthers.
Everybody knows a Panther can't be the Lion, boy.
Oh, Lord. Come on, big boy. I am not messing with him.
Lions.
Gotcha. All right, you guys. We're going to keep it right along moving. We have the next game, Texans. And the Falcons. Texans and the Falcons, you guys. Texans and the Falcons. We're going to start with Marcus. Marcus is saying Falcons is going to win this game, okay? The next one up, we have Big Boy.
Falcons.
Come on, 007.
Texans.
Come on, 57.
Texans.
My Betty is saying Texans. Mima is saying Falcons. Tang, what you say, Tang?
Atlanta.
Kale.
Texans.
I'm going Falcons. Reese, what say you?
Texans.
All righty. Let's keep it right along moving. We have those Giants versus the Dolphins, you guys. Giants versus the Dolphins. Come on, 007.
I'm going Dolphins.
Come on, big boy.
Dolphins.
57.
Dolphins. Dolphins.
Mima is saying Dolphins. My Betty is saying Dolphins. Tang, what are you saying? Tang.
Miami.
Okay. Come on, Reed. Come on, Kim.
Dolphins.
Come on, Reed.
Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins as well. This is our first sweep of the day.
No, we had a sweep with the Bears in Washington. Nobody picked the Bears. Nobody picked Ted ain't here.
That's what threw me off. Yeah. Second sweep of the week. The first one was Washington, like I stand corrected, was Washington. The second one was the Dolphins, you guys. All right, we're going to keep it moving. Maybe we can get another one. Bengals versus the Cardinals. Both of these teams are at its wit's end. They need this win. Both teams need this win. So we're going to start with Kale.
Cardinals.
Come on, Tang.
Eagles.
Bengals and Cardinals.
Bengals.
All right. Come on, Reese.
Bengals.
My Betty is saying Bengals. Mima saying Cardinals. Double O 7 is saying
Cardinals.
Big Boy is saying
I'm saying the Cardinals.
I got it. Marcus is saying Cardinals as well. 57, what say you?
Bengals.
I'm going Bengals. Because I don't want the Cardinals.
Can you switch spots? Can you switch spots to Cardinals?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tang want the Cardinals.
Yeah.
All right.
Eagles versus the Rams, you guys. It's Eagles versus the Rams. Eagles versus the Rams. What say you, 007?
I'm taking the Rams.
57.
Eagles.
Big Boy.
Eagles.
Marcus is saying Rams. Tang, what say you? Eagles, Rams.
Rams.
Reese, what say you?
Eagles.
Kale?
Eagles.
I'm going Eagles as well. Mima and Ma Betty is going Eagles. Both of them. Keep it moving, guys. Let's keep it moving. We have the Jets versus the Broncos. Jets versus the Broncos. And, again, these two teams are struggling as well. Both of these teams need a win to stay alive and to keep, I guess, to hold on to their coaches and their staff. Okay, Marcus is saying Jets. Come on, Reese, what say you?
Jets.
Come on, Kale.
Jets.
Tang.
What's the things again?
Jets, Broncos.
Broncos.
I'm going Jet. Big Boy. Jet,
I'm gonna
Bronco.
Go, I'm
going to
go Bronco.
Bronco? Okay. 007.
Broncos.
And 57.
Jet.
Broncos for the last two ladies. And y'all know who those two ladies are. We have the lovely Mom Betty and the lovely Mima. All right, guys. Let's keep it pushing. We did good, y'all. We doing good. And we good time. Chiefs versus the Vikings, you guys. Chiefs versus the Vikings. I'm taking the Chiefs. What say you, Reese?
Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah. My Betty says Chiefs. Same Chiefs. Big boy, what are you saying, big boy?
I'm gonna go with the Vikings this week.
Meemaw saying Chiefs. 007, what are you saying?
Chiefs.
57, how about you?
I ain't falling for that feeling.
Chiefs.
Kale, what are you saying?
Chiefs.
Tang, and you can bring up the rear. Darius.
Vikings.
Okay. And the game of the week, y'all. Everybody is going to be watching this game because it's Sunday night game, only game on, the best game of the week, I must
WNBA
say.
WNBA is on.
Oh,
WNBA
wait a minute. Y'all know these Cowboys and these 49ers going to be playing. This house going to be in an uproar. Y'all hear me? The house is going to be in an uproar over here. So I'm going to go ahead and put 49ers for me. I'm going to go ahead and put Cowboys for him.
You got
him.
That right.
She say him.
Look, yeah, for him. It's him right now. We ain't friends
oh
right
my
now.
Goodness. Oh, my
we
goodness.
We ain't friends right now. My Betty says 49ers. Meemaw says 49ers. Let me see.
Come on, Meemaw, my Betty.
Hey, this is going to be a sweep for everybody except for you. It's going to be a sweep. Sorry, I don't know. Marcus says 49ers. Big boy, what say you?
49ers.
Come on,
boy. I ain't even going to need you hanging. I'm going with the Cowboys. I ain't even going to need you hanging like that, bro.
Hey, 007, you my man.
Donation.
57 might go with you, too. Come on, 57.
How did you know? I don't even care about neither one of y'all, but I just want to see you lose because you've been talking so much trash.
Okay.
There you go.
You're going with the Cowboys.
Yep.
Okay. And I already told y'all, Marcus said Cowboys. Reese, where you going, Reese? What you saying?
49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're sticking
on,
together.
Bring it on up.
49ers.
I said 49ers.
I got you, Marcus. I said 49ers for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got you.
I thought you so used to me going with the other team, you forgot. My bad.
No, I read them all. How you gave them to me. I just wrote them how you gave them to me. All right. And the last game of the week, Monday night game, is the Packers and the Raiders. Packers and the Raiders, you guys. And I need a score. Nobody can have the same score no matter what. Those are the rules. We don't want no back and forth. I don't care. Nobody get the same school.
We already knew that.
I know, but I just had to make, you know, some people didn't know.
We won't go all over with you.
I ain't messing with you, 57. Packers, Raiders, you guys. Packers, Raiders. And my Betty said Raiders. And she is going, 24-21. Meemaw says Packers, and she is going 27-17 of 007. Hold on, wait a minute. Marcus is going Packers 18-15. Now, come on, 007.
Ah, my turn. I'm going Raiders 34-31.
Come on, 57.
I'm going Raiders 15-18.
You can't do that. Marcus got that score.
Okay. Rocket Mark. Okay, 14-18.
Gotcha. Okay. Come on, big boy.
I got Green Bay 21-13.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going Packers.
23-17. Did anybody got that? Okay, no. You good.
Come on, Reese. Raiders 21-14. Okay, yep, you can do that. Come on, Kale.
I'm going Raiders 20-14.
Raiders.
I'm going Packers. 17-13. Did we have everybody? Okay, so Cap is here on the line. He's going to post his stuff on the line, and it'll be available for everybody to see. And I'm not going to go through it all because I want to have time to for us to talk about some of these games. But his will be posted, and I'll make sure I let everybody know what they are on Tuesday.
That'll work.
And that concludes Kale's Corner, Lady T's picks. You guys, congratulations to me, the winner of last week. And listen, I just hope everybody, you know, studied up and had and is prayed up for these picks that y'all picked, because it's gonna be a doozy come Sunday night. I want everybody to make sure they keep the same energy. Okay, had the same energy. I love you guys.
You see why we want you to lose so bad?
That is the number. And if we do lose, guess what? We all right.
Oh, man. We'll be right back.
We like it better when y'all lose the Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, young. Y'all got to control me. Kale, your time is up. Playing it too long. That's your boy. All right, y'all. Week five. Lady T, could you read your Cash App off one more time? Big boy just texted me and asked me for it.
Okay. The Cash App is $MAMABOSS5. Mama Ball 5. If you see Treetop 5, that is me.
Sis, can I say something?
Absolutely.
I just wanted to say this. Let me finish. Y'all are just as bad as the Dallas Cowboys, because they can make it to the playoffs, they just can't win. Y'all can make it to the championship game, but that's as far as y'all go. Well, last
Ooh.
Time, you know, I mean, so really, you
Ooh.
Think about it, once y'all
Ooh.
Get to the big stage, y'all crumble too.
Ooh. But one thing I can say in my defense, am I allowed to rebuttal you? Okay. So
you already know what you're going to say, sis. Go ahead, though.
Well, I was going to say in the last 10 years, y'all can't even smell the last dance, okay? So,
oh,
you know,
wow.
We're just going to leave it right there. And I've never wanted to throw my whole team in the trash, including the janitors.
That was ruthless.
But hey,
that was ruthless.
Okay, I bet you will. But when was the last time you won the Super Bowl?
Oh.
Well, it's been a minute. It's been a minute, sir. It's been
okay,
about
2 years.
Okay,
we won one 2009. Till 2009, we did win one.
That was over 20 years ago, too, sir. That was over 20 years ago, too. Okay.
Okay. All right. It says, I'll see you after you lose Sunday. Sunday night.
That was 20 years ago, sir. That was 20 years ago, sir.
You know, y'all are not ready for prime time. Y'all are not ready for prime time.
Who y'all quarterback
okay.
and who y'all playing? Only person over there that's recognizable over there is the coach.
No, they got Watt. They got Watt, right? Don't y'all still have Watt?
Yeah,
Watt?
We got T.J. Watt.
Who?
T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt.
Okay. He can't play the whole 53-man roster by himself now. It can't be just him and the coach.
Hey, look,
my man
said in Gladiator, the time for your honoring yourself is coming to an end.
Listen, Ben is on this corner since we had this Tails Corner connection.
Don't say
right
it.
Here.
Don't say it. Don't say
I've
it.
I've always been the last man standing, and I'm not even no man. I've always been the last man standing on the corner.
And you know what else?
Trash by
you
myself.
Know what else? You know what else? You've always been the last man
always.
Crying. You've always been the last man crying.
Yes, y'all always be the first. Y'all always be the first man crying.
Nah, we don't even get to tear up. With my
see
team, we ain't even got to tear up. So, yeah.
I see what I'm saying.
Hey, Kale, don't help her,
reason.
Man.
Y'all ain't crying for no reason. Y'all crying because y'all ain't got no, you know, I'm not personally saying this to you, Kale. I'm just saying on the corner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People on this corner. Their butts are so used to being on the couch watching other people play, still trying to make it. You know what I'm saying? Still
goodness.
Trying to get that chip. You know what I'm saying? So
goodness.
I'm just gonna leave it right there. I'm just gonna leave it right there, sir. I'm leave it right there. I'm gonna let
all I know is this,
you're
right,
for a little bit.
But me
and
not making it there and you getting there and not getting the chip, it's the same thing.
It's,
you got
it's
there,
the
you
same
still
thing,
didn't
but it's
get
not
one.
The same feeling. It's not the same feeling.
A loss is a loss.
You hear how I say feeling? It's not the same feeling. Okay?
Yeah,
tell them, Trees. You summoning the 49ers from 81 with that beautiful catch in the end zone, the back of the end zone. But
and listen,
the Cowboys.
Don't make me throw my hat in the air. Don't make me throw my hat
in the
air.
The reason why you got a chance is because you playing them bums. That's the only reason why you got a chance. You playing them bums.
When we played y'all, y'all was bums too.
Hey, since we've been knowing each other, we one and one, babe. We one and one since we've been knowing each other. You came to our hometown and we slaughtered y'all.
We talked about this year, 2023. What was it when we played y'all?
We played y'all. Hey. Huh?
Hey. Y'all get beat.
57 throwing shots at the house. At the whole
but
house.
But listen, he is throwing shots at the house. And this is all I'm gonna say right now. He must be a bum right now because when we came to their house, we let them have it. We didn't even let y'all score three points.
Don't say that. Don't say that. We I was at that game, sis. I was at that game. Remember?
You won at this game.
We kicked y'all's butt.
2023 game.
Nah, she's talking about this year.
Hello.
Yeah, y'all did.
Hello.
Play
oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, yes, we did. The first game. Yeah, you did. You're right. That's right. That's right. That's right. I tried to forget about that. I tried to wipe that from my memory.
Shred
yeah, I tried
y'all
to wipe that from my
points.
Memory. That's all right. That's all right.
I have a question.
Y'all still,
at home.
Let's go Dallas.
At home, y'all scored 3 points.
That's
I have a
Dallas.
Question.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, 007.
My question is for 57. Why you sound like the mad rapper from Bad Boys, man? You mad, bruh. Then y'all get whooped at home. You sound like the mad rapper here, y'all. Tell me why you mad, son.
Hey, do me a favor,
tell
man.
I'm saying.
Mad,
I'm,
don't compare
I'm,
me
I'm
to
saying, I'm saying that stuff was all right. It was all right. But.
Hey, you need to throw that towel in.
Hey,
that was Meemaw.
Right, y'all fighting.
Y'all gonna leave the Huckleberry alone, man. He know his team ain't doing nothing right.
Tell me why you mad, son.
Hey, listen. If I could have, I wouldn't have picked nam one of them this week. Because I'm like you, 57. I done heard enough of Lady T's. We're going to call it Lady T's teasing. That's what we gonna call it. I heard enough of Lady T teasing. And Tang with his silent, subtle butts off. I'm proud of them too.
Taking it out, huh?
As my father would say, the dad damn cowboys.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Big Ruck. Go
What's
ahead,
good?
Man. I had some.
Hey, Gail. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tang. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I'm mad I missed the corner like I was supposed to be on here, man, because I knew. I made sure I finished up everything because I got some Commanders fans. You know how y'all do. Y'all like to start partying early just in case y'all got to go home early. So, you
hey.
Know, I was in the
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I wanted those Cowboys to win Sunday night. And I could change.
Hey, 007, you still do 007. Don't switch up yet, 007. You know we just having fun, 007. We having fun, 007. Don't switch up on me.
Yeah.
You was my friend until you said that, Tang.
Yeah.
You know what? I like you, bro.
I'm your brother. I'm not your friend.
Nah, bro.
We good.
Nah. That was a low blow.
Brothers get mad.
That was a low blow.
We be all right about the next before the next day comes. It's over with. We good.
Y'all need to know that secretly Tang is a Washington fan, man. He be telling me all the time.
I know it. He's one cowboy that know everything Washington history. Tang can tell you all. He can name
I know,
every
cow, Kale.
Every
mother, cowboys.
No, I don't.
My mother is a Commander fan. My mother Commander
my
fan.
Mother.
My father-in-law Commander fan. Now my mom Commander. She's
she
a
Ravens.
Baltimore
she
fan
Ravens.
/
yeah.
Commander fan. But what I'm saying is, you don't have no
my
choice to know walk. About them, especially when you drive all day. And I love listening to sports talk, and I listen to 980. So I don't have no choice but to talk good about them when they do good, and when they do bad, you know, I just keep it real. That's all I can say. Which
hey,
I,
Tang,
what,
you
what
wrong,
Tang. What y'all saying? What y'all saying,
you,
Big Bro?
We're keeping it real.
You
is
wrong.
Our
only
real.
Is our only
you
real.
You wrong, Tang.
You
because
why you say that,
I know
you.
I know for a fact. I know for a fact that your mom does like Pittsburgh, because I remember the day the Jaguars
like
got that interception, was running
down.
It all the way back on us, and she was going, poor Biscuit.
Hey, Big Bro, guess what?
She like your coach.
She like Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, oh, is that it? Oh, dang.
And
when y'all had Antonio Brown, she liked Antonio Brown too. She loved
his attitude. 57, all I can say is that's more than you these days. You don't even like the coach no more.
Hey, man.
Tell me why you're mad, son.
He got you on truck waiting for them to mess up.
My coach more John Blaze than that. And I got John Blaze.
Hey, Big Bro, you are you killing me?
Who are you to be talking? Oh, my God.
Hey, I don't know if y'all already talked about this, but breaking news. Hall of Famer, Chicago Bears legend Dick Butkus passed away.
Oh man.
Dick Butkus passed today.
Michael Dolan is real.
I'm looking at NFL Network right now, and I was like, I didn't read anything because we all joking and laughing, but I see it says he died at 80. Man, goodness gracious, Joe. Dick Butkus. That was one of the best names in football. I'm telling you, y'all.
Back in the 70s and 80s. Dick Butkus.
Yeah, man.
Hey man, all I can say is get yourself
Say
what?
He was 80 years old.
Didn't he bite Terry Bradshaw's finger? He bit fingers.
Oh, that was Conrad.
That was Conrad
Doppler.
Yeah,
that wasn't Dick Butkus.
Nah, that wasn't Butkus.
Yeah.
It was somebody from the Bears.
Well, hey,
he hit enough
bro. People to wish he'd have bit him on the finger instead of some of them tackles he was making for real.
Right. That's a name. That's a name that'll make you aggressive. That's
yeah.
a name
yes,
that
sir.
You got teased all through your whole life, and then you got
yeah.
a chance to crack heads.
Yeah. yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is why that NFL film stuff was so cold, because the people that came after, like, you know, I didn't get a chance to see him. We wasn't old enough. But you growing up, you seen the NFL film stuff with that dude with the cold voice on there. And
yeah.
you seen Dick Butkus hitting Bob, the Night Train Lane and Jim Jones and all that.
Yeah, you got to be got it. Go ahead.
Fortunately, I'm old enough to have seen him play.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Gail Sayles, Dick Butkus, all of them.
Right there. Triple OG.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember when they only had one look, when Dick Butkus be over there sitting on the sideline bleeding with one
mm-hmm.
little strap going in on his face mask, and that's it. And they out
yeah.
there just destroying people.
I remember that. I remember the films, I'll say. I didn't see the actual games like you did, but I did watch it on. Yeah, man. He was a monster out there. Rest in peace, Dick Butkus. Rest in peace.
Yeah, for real.
You know.
So, Tang. Meemaw said, for real, you won't hear from a Cowboy fan on Monday morning if y'all lose.
You ain't going to hear from
Meemaw.
You ain't going to hear
hey,
from
Meemaw.
Sunday night.
Meemaw, you might not hear from some of them, but I'm going to be one of them that is going to be still talking. I'm going to be standing tall. I'm going to be great.
See, Meemaw,
I
don't
talk to you. You don't sound like the president.
Hey, Meemaw,
you know,
don't sound like the president.
You
y'all
know,
already
know.
I don't run from none of that.
You know this the corner.
Like,
ain't no running on the corner. Ain't no running on the corner at all. That's one thing I love.
How I look running and then got to come back on here Thursday trying to show my face to do some picks. Man,
yeah.
y'all going to eat me alive.
Hey, I have a question for y'all. I have a question. Now, on Sunday, they didn't elect it to go for two. Do tonight in a close game, do we go for two in
Man.
The same situation?
Yeah, exactly, man. I'm just hoping that the coaches don't be the cause of a terrible game tonight. But listen, real quick, y'all, does anybody else have a funny feeling about these Chiefs and the Vikings game? I don't know why the Vikings just, I don't know, they playing at home. The Chiefs really haven't been playing Chiefs football yet. Now, what I will say, the first quarter of the season is over. And this is usually the time when the Chiefs become the Chiefs again. But I don't know. Bjerkgy being missing from that Chiefs coaching staff or what. But even when I said Chiefs in the picks tonight, I was thinking Vikings. Anybody else having that dilemma?
That's why I went
with
the
Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tang, big boy picked the Vikings. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a scary matchup. It could easily turn into a shootout, and that Chiefs wide receiver room might be the worst in the league. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's
they might be the
match.
Worst. They not the Chiefs. From what I saw Sunday,
I picked
the Chiefs, but the Vikings wide receivers were not physically running the routes aggressively, like they gave up on Kirk Cousins Sunday. I don't see the Vikings winning. Even though I picked the Chiefs, I think the Chiefs gonna pull it out. But I still think the Vikings just ain't playing hard enough for Kirk Cousins right now.
If it's a low scoring game, the Vikings have it. If it's a shootout, yeah, the Chiefs have it. But if it's a low scoring game, like they did with the Lions and the Chiefs early in the season, the Vikings could very well win that at home. If it's a low scoring game,
Now, hey.
Strong
now,
possibility.
The second game that I had that hesitation with, my Betty, forgive me, the Steelers and the Ravens. The Ravens are not playing real Ravens football this season, so far this season. And that, I really think the Steelers can get them at home. It's something about a Steelers and Ravens game. Those guys get up. Those guys get up for real to play that game. And even though the players are somewhat new, most of them, that coach, Mike Tomlin, he knows the battle that a Ravens and Steelers game usually is. So that game kind of gave me a little trepidation as well. Everything else I'm pretty much, you know, solid with.
But it's Mitch Trubisky, though, Kurt. I mean, it's Mitch Trubisky, man. Like,
Pickett not playing?
No, Pickett's going to play. Like he's going to play. No. He's going to play. He got a sore muscle on his knee, but he's supposed to play the game Sunday.
Okay.
That's not good for Pittsburgh, bro. Pickett hurt?
Huh?
And play? Man, look.
Man, that's not good.
These quarterbacks are scared to go out, man. If you ain't a solid quarterback, you're afraid to go out there and not play on something like a sprain. You know, these guys, it's incredible.
Take your job.
You got a lot of young players out there ready.
Yeah,
ready
and
to
I remember.
Play now.
I remember a time when they said in the NFL. You can't lose your job to injury. Tom Brady changed all of that. Yeah, Tom Brady changed all of that, bro. You know?
And Purdy changed it back.
Yeah.
And Purdy changed it back.
Well, I think with Brock Purdy, they just didn't have anybody they thought to his caliber in the position.
Well, now think about it now. Actually, Trey Lance was the heir apparent. And he was hurt and couldn't go in, and Purdy had to go into the game, and he never lost. Now, while your quarterback is hot, you're not supposed to mess with him. Leave him alone.
Right.
But the theory is in the NFL is that the guy, whoever the heir apparent was, he was supposed to be your next starter. That's what they how they used to go. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to get his job back. But instead of doing that, they traded him away and said, no, man, Purdy, plus, you know, Purdy got dirty feet. You got to remember that. He got dirty feet.
Come on, Tree. Come on, Tree.
I ain't messing with him. I'm going to leave that alone. But y'all know what time it is. Y'all
tell me why you mad, son.
Give me your last word, 57. Come on with it. Hurry up.
All I can say is, man, thank you for Kel's Corner, man. I'm so glad that 3 years ago I bought into this. We got to be one of the best podcasts out there because not bragging, we really tell it like it is. And a lot of times you're going to hear stuff that we said the night before on First Take the next morning. We love y'all. Thank you very much. Thank y'all for letting me be here.
We appreciate you, 57 Huckleberry. We appreciate
you. No doubt.
And with that
being said,
you guys, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Don't forget our sick and shut in, you guys. Mom Betty says peace, love, and soul. My hubby always says pay attention out there and be safe. I love you guys. Look at all the sports that you can and have a great time. Kel, you have the very last word.
The last word, if you love them, they should already know. It's no phone call, no text more important than your life. And one more thing.
Hey.
Welcome to DC.
Hey.
exits an embryo, really though. It's the city where the people hold the power, and you can see nine dimes every half an hour. Well, Lunson and Joe is the lingo, and brothers rob, so ain't nobody rocking mink coats. Take you back to the madness has for how the city renamed Cigarette Jack for how even the mayor had a running with crack. But we all kept it real and we voted them back. But we got no stars that spit on bars like BET wasn't birthed in our backyard. So our energy, our essence in our backyard, and since y'all got us all going hard, you know where y'all at? The USA cap, you're taking it silent. Stop taking it silent. Slim.